This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton, Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Isaiah chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord. For he hath done excellent things, this is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this precious portion of thy word, and that we can by faith draw water from the wells of salvation, and drink deep into the riches of thy glory and of thy grace and of thy mercy and of thy love, and to draw from thee all things that are needful for time and for eternity. How we praise thee that we have access to this well of salvation, to the throne of grace. We can come and find mercy and obtain grace to help in time of need. Open our hearts today as we draw from thee strength and mercy and grace. And Lord, deal with our hearts in love. Open them by thy Spirit, and cause each heart to reflect upon their condition before thee, that each heart may seek thee and find thee when they search for thee with all their heart. For it is in Christ's name that we pray and ask. Amen. Praise is due unto our living God, that salvation belongeth unto the Lord, and He opens our hearts by His Spirit, and gives unto us that which is needful for time and for eternity. And I praise God that salvation is of Him, for if it wasn't, no man would ever be saved. And that's the gospel of the grace of God. And God has purposed and planned salvation, and this is in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and He sent His Spirit to open our hearts, Christ may enter. But then surely at death He opens the gates that we may enter. Or if we are alive when He comes, He shall let say, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Dear friend, we're happy that you're with us today, and pray that the blessings of our gracious Lord will rest upon you and your family. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. Write us if we can help you. Did you send for your free booklet that we're offering this month entitled Satan and His Gospel by author W. Pink? It is yours free and postpaid if you will write us. A message on Satan and his gospel. You'll want to read it. As he goes into and shows the origin, the fall, the influence, and the purpose of Satan in this life. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2703 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And when you write, dear friend, ask us about our circulating cassette and tape ministry that we have to offer, sending forth these messages and other messages to you on a revolving basis. And now for God's message. In praying and waiting before God for His messages these last weeks, we've been impressed to continue these messages upon the warnings of our God from His Word, and especially the warnings of our Lord Jesus Christ, trusting that He would deal with our hearts in mercy and in grace. And especially I would like to look today about the warning that if we miss Christ, we have missed everything. You see, the Scriptures are full of these warnings. Therefore, I know of no better time to set the trumpet of Scripture to my lips and sound forth the clear warning that if we miss Christ, we have missed everything. For I'm quite certain that Christendom today is living without Christ, without hope, and without God, because the work of grace has not been done in the majority of individuals' hearts, for they have missed Holy Spirit conviction, and therefore they have missed the Lord Jesus Christ. The warning then that if we miss Christ, we have missed everything. You ask me why? I tell you, for in Christ, in Him are found all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, according to Colossians 2:3. In Him is found all that God holds dear for sinful man. And because Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come unto the Father and to heaven but by Him. So if we miss Him, we've missed it all. Listen, will you? Dear friend, in Christ is found life eternal. He is our life. In Christ there is pardon for the vilest of sinners, so if we miss Him, we miss it all. In Christ there is sweet peace of conscience, the peace of God, for Christ made peace by the blood of His cross, so if we miss Christ, we miss it all. Again, in Christ there is rest for the weary soul, In Christ is found the way to our Heavenly Father and an open door into the fold of God. So if we missed Christ, we've missed it all. In Christ is found a fountain of living waters, unsearchable spiritual riches, and full supply of grace and truth for weak and weary sinful souls. So if we miss Christ, we've missed it all. Only in Christ, dear friend, is there cleansing from all sin. Only in Christ is there to be found perfect righteousness, therefore a perfect standing before God. Only in Christ is there true light to light our pathway through this dark and dreary wilderness in which we walk. So if we miss Christ, we've missed the light. Again, only in Christ is there to be acquittal at the judgment bar of God. So we can only stand in that day in Christ, or otherwise we shall be cast into hell. Listen to me now. Only those who are in Christ shall hear those gracious words, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Only in Christ is there deliverance from the power and the penalty of sin. So if we miss Christ, we've missed it all. Only in Christ will there be joys forevermore, when we shall stand before Him dressed in our new bodies and finally delivered from the very presence and power of sin. So you see, dear friend, to miss Christ is to miss all the riches of God and to abide under His wrath forever. No wonder the Apostle Paul wrote, saying, "I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, according to Philippians 3:8-9. And therefore, Brother Paul counted all for Christ, lost for Christ, for he knew if he missed Christ, he would miss everything. So the question I then ask every one of you listening to me there today, do you know Jesus Christ, the Lord? Do you know Him in a true, saving way? Do you find in Him your all in all? I ask you, dear friend, is Christ a living reality to your heart? Do you walk with Him in that living union of life because He is your life, your head, your husband, your Lord? Do you know Him in that living union of fellowship and worship, wherein He means more to you than all the world beside? Are you willing to part with all that you may be found only in Him? These are good questions. These are searching questions. And these are questions that you and I need to be asked. For you see, our warning today is this: if you miss Christ, you've missed all that God has for poor sinners. And I'm afraid that many today who profess to know Him do not know Him. You have profession without possession. You do not know Christ as that living reality. And I want to tell you something, my dear friend. There's a vast difference between a mental assent of Christ and that living, loving, lasting union of love with Him, wherein you walk in communion and love, drawing from Him all that is needful for time and for eternity, relying upon Him, trusting Him, worshiping Him, praising Him, giving thanks to Him, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord as you walk with Him day by day. This is a living reality to God's people. There's a vast difference between this and just a mental consent to some truths that somebody told you that if you believed, you would be saved. I ask you again, do you know Christ? Let me probe your heart. For this is the difference between heaven and hell. Whether or not I, as a poor, hell-deserving sinner, have entered by grace through faith into this living salvation, which is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me one more time. Do you have Christ? Or do you have profession? Do you have Christ, or do you have the hope of baptism? Do you have Christ, or do you have the hope of church membership? Do you have Christ within the hope of glory, or do you have the hope of good works, your prayers, your giving, your doing the best that you can? Do you have that good hope through grace that's in Christ? Can you say, I was crucified with Christ? Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me according to Galatians 2:20. I ask you, dear friend, I warn you, I tell you, if you miss Christ, you've missed it all. Are you listening? With these thoughts in mind, let us look at 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. We find there that no matter what we have, if we do not have Christ in His love, we are nothing. Listen to God's Word. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not Christ in His love, and become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not Christ in His love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not Christ in His love, it profiteth me nothing. We see in these scriptures that we might possess all kinds of gifts. Gifts that edify ourselves and others, benefit ourselves and others, but if we have not the greatest gift of them all, Christ in His love, then all the gifts that men ever possessed are of no value. You see, dear friend, these professed Corinthian believers made much of the gifts. And from the study of the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, we understand that they had greatly abused them, so that the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, warns them that though they could speak in tongues, whether it be in the language of men or angels, and did not have Christ in His love, they were empty. They were hollow, void of saving grace, and sounded as brass or a tingling cymbal. Oh, what a warning, my friend. What a warning God's Word gives us here. This is not my word, it's His word. Hear it. Here was professed believers putting their hope in this gift or that gift instead of the living God in Christ. Oh, how many go astray right here. Their hope is founded upon a gift and not on Christ, the hope of glory. They rest upon some experience and not on Christ, the sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. My friend, is this your hope? Is this what consumes your life, your conversation, your testimony, that you have been endowed with a gift? Then let God's Word warn you. You're deceived as to your hope of heaven if you have not Christ in His love. Listen to me now. To every believer, it is Christ who is precious to his soul, not some gift. It is Christ who is his life, not some gift. It is Christ who is the subject of his conversation, what Christ has done for his never-dying soul, and not what gift or gifts he may be endowed with. Oh, that God would take this home to each and every heart is our cry. Listen to me now. This is God's warning here, not mine. I am only to proclaim it. To get mad at me because I call your attention to this warning does not change the fact at all, but only reveals that your gift is more precious to you than Christ, and that you have not come to rest only in Him as the foundation of a good hope through grace. In verse 2 of 2 Corinthians 13, we are warned that there are those who may possess the gift of prophecy, the gift of understanding all mysteries, the gift of special faith so that they could even remove mountains and have all knowledge of the Scriptures, but if they do not possess God's greatest gift of Christ in His love, then they are nothing, have nothing, and will miss all in heaven, for they will be in hell without hope and without God. Oh, what a warning that a man or a woman or a young person can have all of this and still miss Christ. This makes me tremble to know that people can come so close and yet miss heaven and miss it all. You ask, Pastor, what does all this mean? Why are you warning us? Oh, my friend, it means this, that a person may have the intellectual understanding of all truth. He may be able to interpret the prophetic word. He may have understanding of the mysteries of God's word and yet miss Christ. Why? Because he has missed Holy Spirit conviction. And the laying of Christ is the chief cornerstone in his heart and life. I am more and more convinced as I talk with people, as I attend the Bible studies and meet with different groups, that the missing thing today is Holy Spirit conviction. The convicting power of God's Holy Spirit in opening our hearts to its plague of sin and guilt before God. I find that this is missing. The opening of the heart to its rebellion against God and its hatred for God. This is missing. The opening of the heart to let one see the emptiness of one's life apart from Christ. This is missing. Yes, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit in bringing a sinner to repentance toward God. The taking of the blame for your sinful condition and confessing it and hating it before God. I find that this is missing. And therefore Christ is not in the heart. Yes, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit in bringing you to true saving faith in Christ. This is missing. Showing you that you do not possess saving faith. And that He, the Holy Spirit, must work it in your heart. Because salvation is of the Lord. I find this missing. I've talked to scores and they say, oh, Pastor, you've got to get this gift and you've got to get that gift and you've got to come here and you've got to wait and tarry. You've got to get the power and you've got to get this. And I stop and I ask him, I say, friend, if all of that is true, what meaneth all of this that goes on in my heart now? What about the peace that passeth all understanding? What about that communion with my living God that I have day and night? What about that blessed assurance that God has given me in Christ by His precious Word, by the Holy Spirit? What about this lovemaking that goes on between my soul and my living God? What about this preciousness that I find in my risen Lord? What about the promises that the Holy Spirit brings to my mind? The many hours we lay upon our bed at night communing with the Holy Spirit and communing with our living God in Christ. What about the promises He wakes me up in the morning with? The way He quiets my soul throughout the day and causes me to love Him and to come to Him and revel in His love and commune with Him and speak to myself in psalms and spiritual songs, singing melody and making melody in my heart to the Lord. If I need all of that, what meaneth all of this that goes on in my soul now? And I've never found an individual that could answer me. You know why? 9 times out of 10, it's convicted them. They do not have that union and living communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me now. I said it before and I repeat it again today. If you missed Holy Spirit conviction, you miss repentance. And if you miss repentance, you miss faith. And if you miss faith, you miss Christ. And if you miss Christ, you miss heaven. And dear friend, if you miss heaven, you're bound for hell and that for eternity because of your sinful rebellion against God. Oh, listen to me, will you? So much today is made of the gifts of the Holy Spirit for the believer, but where can you hear today anyone proclaiming loud and clear the gifts of the Holy Spirit for the unbeliever? Pastor, did I hear you right? Did you say the gifts of the Holy Spirit for the unbeliever? Yes, that's what I said. Where can you hear today anyone proclaiming loud and clear the gifts of the Holy Spirit for the unbeliever? Are you asking again, Pastor, what are these gifts for the unbeliever? And I will answer you like this. First, the gift of the awakening power of the Holy Spirit. Dear friend, that's a gift. Wherefore the Holy Spirit says, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead and Christ shall give thee light. To me, this is one of the greatest gifts that God, the Holy Spirit, can give a man, to awaken him to his dead, sleeping state and bring him to Christ, the light of the world. Not only that, but second, the gift of the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on Me. according to John 16. Why? Because we must be convicted of our sin of unbelief. To me, this is one of the greatest gifts that the Holy Spirit can give us, and that is to convict us and convince us of sin, the sin of unbelief, that we have not savingly closed in with Jesus Christ. And if this gift is never given to us, we're lost forever. And then third, the gift of repentance by the Holy Spirit. You see, it is Christ whom God had exalted with His right hand to be a Prince and a Savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And how is this sin this given to us? By the Holy Spirit working repentance in our heart, according to Acts 11:18. This then is a prized gift, because a real work of repentance is necessary to salvation. For our Lord said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." So this is a precious gift of the Holy Spirit to the unbeliever. Fourth, the gift of faith by the Holy Spirit. For you see, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, according to Ephesians 2:8-9. You see, dear friend, since no other grace moves until the grace of faith moves, then what a precious gift this gift of faith is to our souls by the Holy Spirit. So we see then that unless these four gifts are given to us by the Holy Spirit when we were yet unbelievers, then all other gifts are useless, because they only build upon a foundation of sand. And I ask you, has the Holy Spirit thus ever dealt with your heart? And this message today has been delivered in love. I've cried my way to this microphone, crying unto the Lord, that I may probe your heart just a little bit and warn you that if you miss Christ, you've missed it all. Makes no difference what gift you may have, my friend. You do not have the gift of Christ and His love to your heart, and that put in there by God the Holy Spirit, you've missed it all. You're on seeking sand. You're without hope and without God. Oh, may the Spirit of God work effectually in each and every heart, is our cry today. Would you like a copy of this message? Write it, and we'll be happy to mail it to you free and postpaid when it comes into print. Also, ask for your free book that we're giving away this month, entitled Satan and His Gospel, by author W. Pink. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2703 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, zip 32505. We're happy that you've been with us today. May the blessings of our gracious Lord rest upon you and yours. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.